from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 25th. Markets Desk 5 Stories. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. Demiralp, inflation outlook blocking Turkey rate ease video. Next, second, from Pristine Capital. AI profit taking into NVDA earnings. Bond volatility due to the Iran war and positioning ahead of NVDA earnings are driving the market this week. Let's take a look under the hood and see how risk assets are absorbing these developments. Hedge US Investing Championship record 2026 15.03% as of 7/31/2025 plus 39.1% 2024 plus 254.0% 2023 plus 103.5%. Up next, third, from Harbourfront Quant. The effects of ETF investing on financial markets. Market dynamics are changing rapidly. For example, we recently discussed how the growth of retail options trading is changing market dynamics. At the same time, passive investing, largely through ETFs, has grown substantially over the past decade. In today's edition, we discuss how ETF investing is changing market dynamics as well. Below is a summary of the web-only posts I published during last 2 weeks. And then, fourth, from StockQuakes. StockQuakes I stock analyzer 5,000 stocks daily. Asterisk paid equals stock symbol viewable with paid subscription. StockQuakes top 10 average index charts. StockQuakes identify noteworthy changes in the market. StockQuakes sizes can be small, medium, large, and huge. The daily top 10 up average index is an aggregate value of noteworthy changes in stocks that ended the day with stock prices higher than they opened per RII algorithms. The daily top 10 up average index is huge today with a StockQuakes level of 10.9. Building back TG they later means selling bonds later Besant's playbook support long duration bonds whatever it takes meets there is no escape a policy intervention poem last week's Treasury twist announcement of expanded buybacks met Besant's next signal released this morning before moving forward. Don't forget to review. I decided to translate this into a video where I discuss the bullish and bearish scenarios with contributions from at Diane Swonk and at P. Bukvar for added color. Clearly, Besant has a lot of agendas to support with Trump threatening new 50% tariffs Canada thigh. S. We can. The Federal Reserve left its federal funds rate target range unchanged at 3.50% to 3.75% at its July 29, 2026 meeting with three regional bank presidents, Cleveland's Beth Hammack, Minneapolis's Neil Kashkari, and Dallas's Lori Logan, dissenting in favor of a quarter point NT rate increase. Here is a chart of the daily top 10 up average index values for the last 10 trading days. Next, fifth, from Samantha Luduck. The TGA is a Fed liability. Up next, sixth, from Infrastructure Capital's Substack. BNDS navigates a 10-year treasury near 19-month highs after Warsh's hawkish turn. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh said at an August 1, 2026 appearance that markets were doing some of the central bank's inflation fighting work through higher nominal and real yields across the treasury curve, noting that yields had risen since the June FOMC meeting. Warsh added there was no soft land then. Seventh, from Gregory's newsletter. $1 trillion. The U.S. Treasury is about to go nuclear in the debt market. It's like managing the Titanic sinking by pouring more water in it. Manarino. Eighth, from Gregory's newsletter. The U.S. Treasury's $1 trillion nuclear plan it will not save anything. Manarino. Lion. Don't leave yourself behind, only days left. A change to our freedom platform is coming. Current paid lions will remain grandfathered in at their existing rate. That will not change. You are locked to upgrade by August 31. Can also lock in the current $5 monthly or $40 annual price for as long as their subscription remains active. Get in now before the change. Up next, ninth, from Bloomberg Markets. Druckenmiller, Besant's early mentor, calls bond buys a mistake. Stanley Druckenmiller, the billionaire investor who mentored Scott Besant in his early career as a hedge fund trader, called the Treasury Secretary's plan to spend billions buying back U.S. bonds a mistake. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Markets. Besant's Iran D-Day threat clouds outlook for India's rupee stocks. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.